Today, Germany increased the pressure on the European Union's regulatory agency to approve a coronavirus vaccine before Christmas. The vaccine is developed by Germany's BioNTech and American drug maker Pfizer. It's already being given to thousands of people in Britain, Canada, and the United States, but Germany cannot use it because it's still waiting for approval from the European Union's regulatory agency. That agency evaluates drugs and vaccines for the EU's 27 nations. Italy's health minister today also said the approval process should be accelerated. NPR's Rob Schmitz joins us from Berlin to talk about this. And Rob, Germany's health minister, a leading hospital association, and German lawmakers are all demanding that the agency finally approve the vaccine. What's the holdup?
Yeah, the head of the European Medicines Agency, which is in charge of approving the vaccine for the European Union, says the agency is doing all it can to fast-track the approval process for this and other vaccines. But he did hint that his agency may have gotten the data from Pfizer and BioNTech later than the U.S. and the U.K. did, making it a longer process for them. Regardless of the reasons, though, Europeans are not thrilled about how slow this is taking. Germans are especially frustrated because BioNTech, the company who helped develop this first vaccine, is a German company. This morning, German Health Minister Jens Spahn put pressure on regulators to speed up the process to have the vaccine ready by Christmas. But he also lectured his fellow Germans who are impatient about this process. Here's what he said.
Ich stelle mir manchmal vor, was wäre eigentlich gewesen, wenn in einer Notzulassung national wir als allererste auf der Welt geimpft.
And Lisa, he's saying here that he wonders what would have happened if Germany had been the very first country in the world to get the vaccine. He says it would have likely resulted in a big public debate about safety concerns, and his inbox would have been filled with hysterical emails telling him we are not your guinea pigs. So his message here is you just can't please everyone in this process.
And so Germany's had more than a million coronavirus infections. There is a new lockdown taking effect tomorrow. What's that going to be looking like?
Well, I think the biggest change will be the schools. They'll all be closed as of tomorrow until January 10th at the earliest. All non-essential shops will also be closed as of tomorrow, and that's meant a last-minute rush to buy Christmas gifts here in Berlin. I was out today, and I saw line after line of shoppers spilling out of dozens of gift stores to try and buy what they could in the little time that's left. Chancellor Angela Merkel has also urged Germans not to travel anywhere, and if they do see family, the new requirement is no more than five adults from two households, so Germany is getting pretty serious about this.
NPR's Rob Schmitz speaking with us from Berlin. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Lisa.